Earlier this week, Samantha Rosenthal, associate professor of public history at Roanoke College, celebrated the release of her book, Living Queer History, Remembrance and Belonging in a Southern City, which documents her coming out as a trans woman while leading the Southwest Virginia LGBTQ plus history project. Rosenthal says the project, which features dozens of oral histories from LGBTQ residents, brought Roanoke's queer history to life.
The stories that are written down in text tend to be related to people getting arrested. And so they show up in the historical record in the police blotter or in the court records. We want to, of course, tell the story of the criminalization of gay people in the past because that's part of the history. But it doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't tell us how people felt, what people cared about, how they fell in love, you know, the communities they created, the family, the new chosen families they created. Those are stories that have not always been written down. And the only way to get them is through oral histories. The same is true, I should say, particularly for the stories of transgender people and stories of queer people of color. Those also have been left out of a lot of the written documents about gay and lesbian history.
Rosenthal says conducting walking tours allows members of Roanoke's LGBTQ plus community to see the city in a different way.
I remember us standing on a street corner that right now is, well, actually they're building something there now, but at the time it was just a grassy field. And that spot was the site of the very first gay bar in Southwest Virginia, which opened in the 1950s, and now it's gone and there's nothing there. There's something profound, I think, about standing in those spaces and realizing that so much has happened here and it's been completely erased. There's no knowledge of it, and that it's up to us to tell that story.
Rosenthal says the project has also shown Roanoke's LGBTQ plus community being a part of political change.
And the first gay rights group in Roanoke, the Gay Alliance of the Roanoke Valley, was founded in 1971, so 50 years ago. They did a number of activities, but one of them was mobilizing gay and lesbian Roanokers to go to the polls and vote as gay people, you know, to keep that in mind when they went to vote. This is actually quite historically significant because there had not been a presidential election before 1972 where gay people organized themselves to vote as a kind of voting constituency.
As for her book, Rosenthal says it serves many purposes.
There is no book right now that you can go to any library or bookstore and read about Roanoke as an LGBTQ space and community. So I knew that those stories needed to be published. But as I was working on the history project for the past 6 years or so, it definitely was also resonating with me that as I learned more about this community, I felt that my own sense of belonging as an LGBTQ person was also shifting as I transitioned as a trans woman and did that within the context of meeting trans elders here and learning their stories. One of the goals of the book is to show readers that LGBTQ history is not just something that happened in the past, but it has the power to shape our own identities and our own sense of self and our sense of belonging.
With this WFIR News In-Depth Report, I'm Clark Palmer.